Hurricane Ida prompts national mourning in El Salvador. Germany marks the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, and a Christian radio ministry is born out of an earthquake. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. El Salvador's president has declared a national emergency following floods and landslides. The area around the capital, San Salvador, and the central province were hardest hit. Compassion International's many church partners in the flooded areas. Kathy Redmond says,
we're looking at 21 of our child development centers that operate out of the church being damaged by this. So we're looking at about 6,000 kids who have been affected.
Meeting needs in crisis opens many doors.
People within the community have to go to the local church to get relief. So when they go to the local church to get relief, the message is already there that we are God's hands, we are doing God's work.
Pray for wisdom for the church leaders as they respond to the situation.
When strangers from a church come along and say, we're here to help you and we want to make sure that you have everything you need, it really goes a long way in ministering to people. It goes much further, I think, than just being a church that has services.
Next, it's been 20 years since the Berlin Wall was torn down and the end of communism in Europe. Since then, Europe has seen drastic changes, not only politically, but also within the church. Greater Europe Missions' Kerry Holmquist says,
with the fall of communism, a lot of the churches that were in existence prior to that time, they were underground churches. Of course, with the wall coming down, that just really opened up the opportunity for the church in Eastern Europe.
For years, there was an openness across Europe to Christ, as few laws were made and regulations loosened regarding religion. However,
now, 20 years down the road, it's getting more and more difficult to be able to share your faith on the street. So we're seeing things closing down.
So GEM must become more creative in their approach. By forming intentional relationships, musical groups and others are sharing Christ's love, especially with youth. Ultimately, Holmquist says,
for all of us, we have to look in our lives and say, okay, where does God want me? And with the gifts and abilities that he has given me, how can I be used?
You're listening to Mission Network News. A Christian radio station was born out of a magnitude 7.6 earthquake in Indonesia. After the September quake hit, a radio station began airing informative updates and inspirational music. HCJB Global recently visited the island of Sumatra where the quake hit, distributing solar-powered radios to locals and training those running the radio station. Currently, the area has few believers. Pray the station would draw people to Christ in the wake of the trauma. Meanwhile, looking for a meaningful gift for your college students this Christmas? MNN's Elisa Whiteman reports.
Send them to InterVarsity Christian Fellowships Urbana 09. Greg Howe, who will MC the event this year, attended Urbana as a student.
It was the most focused experience I've had on understanding the state of world mission and my role in it that I've had before or since. It was profound for me as a college student to have to confront the reality of the world's needs, my opportunities, and the possibility of what I could do as part of that.
The late December missions conference refocuses participants on the Lord.
Your entire education, every church experience you've been to, every campus experience you've been to has largely been focused on satisfying your need. Urbana may be the one place in the world where you can go, and the program's not about you, it's about what God is doing in the world, and for you to have an opportunity to find your place in it.
Elisa Whiteman, Mission Network News.
Elisa will be covering Urbana for us this year. And a Grace Ministries team recently wrapped up a seminar in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The main topic, how to incorporate godly principles into the education system. 2 tons of gospel literature and equipment for evangelistic outreach, including a motorcycle and gas, were sent to Kama. 2 teams doing evangelism in the schools and villages will use these supplies. Pray that God will use them to bring many to Christ. They plan to visit 100 schools by Christmas. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowships making available the book Gateway to the Jungle, The Incredible Life Story of Jungle Pilot George Boggs. It's yours free for the asking. Get Gateway to the Jungle at 1-800-995-4828 or request your copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.